Hey guys. My name is Jessica Coates, and I'm a part of the one-year program at Watermark called the Institute, where I'm learning about ministry and working with the high school ministry this year. So, when I was growing up, both of my parents would have told you that they were Christians, but neither of them had a relationship like the Lord with the Lord like they were called to in Scripture. My dad grew up in the Baptist church, and my mom grew up in the Catholic church and grew up in Catholic private schools. But they disagreed on where they wanted to go to church, so they just didn't go. When I was about 2 to 3 years old, my dad would read me Bible stories, but that was about the extent of the conversations about God in our home throughout my entire childhood. So when I was in junior high, I started visiting churches with some of my friends when I would sleep over at their houses. And then on Saturday nights, I'd say the night, and then I'd go to church with them in the morning with their family on Sundays. I started to become interested in this Jesus person, and so I wanted to hear more about his life. I was now getting excited about going to church with them, with those families, and I loved getting to answer questions about Jesus in the Bible because I was eager to share that knowledge that I was learning in church. Sorry, I lost my place. So 1 year, my mom and two of her friends, decided that they wanted to send us to a summer camp called Sky Ranch. While I was there, I remember being asked on the first day of camp this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, if you were to die today, how sure are you that you would go to heaven? I remember sitting there and looking at this note card and not knowing what to write. I felt guilty and I felt shame and I felt like I did not deserve to go to heaven because I don't. And so I sat there and I wrote down a 4. And so during that week, my camp counselor took me to play basketball, and it was there that she asked me why I wrote down a 4 on that note card. She explained to me that if I accepted Jesus' free gift of him dying on the cross for me, him raising from the dead, him defeating death and my sin, that I could be a 10. I remember going home and making my mom take me to buy a Bible, which I proceeded to read every day that following year. I think all I knew to read was the New Testament, so I started in Matthew, and I read through about Romans, but I didn't understand a lot of it. Although I had accepted Christ's gift for me, I was now 100% sure that I'd be in heaven when I died, I didn't know what to do next. The busyness and the pressures of the world choked out my time with the Lord in his word after that year of reading my Bible, and I didn't have anyone to teach me how to have a relationship with God. One day, while I was in the girls' locker room after a basketball practice, I overheard one of my teammates asking another teammate if she wanted to come to church with her. I had heard her ask other girls before, but I had never been invited. So I interrupted their conversation to say, "Can I come?" My teammate was so excited and also sad at the realization that she had not thought to ask me. All I was hoping for was an invite. So just think about the people at your school that you would never think to invite. Maybe someone who looks great on the outside, and so you assume they're already going to church. Or maybe someone who you'd never assume would want to come. But they are just waiting for an invite from you. So I got to go to this new church with her and a few other girls on my team, and I loved it. Over time, I became very involved. I was there all day Sundays. I was coming Wednesday night. I was even being asked to be part of the student leadership team, and so I was jumping all in, but I still didn't know how to have a relationship with God. Although I was very involved and I was seeking to be discipled, I didn't have people teaching me how to be a truly devoted follower of Christ. I look back on that time, and I wish I would have had what Watermark offers. I wish I would have had leaders offering their lives to me, people to ask questions to, people who were willing to let me follow them as they followed Christ, but I didn't. During my time at this church, I also started dating a boy. He played bass guitar in the youth band, and so we dated for about 1.5 years, and throughout that time, we had no one asking us about our relationship. Nobody was asking us about our purity, our emotional boundaries, or anything. We had zero accountability, and this relationship brought a lot of pain and hardship in my life. We were too dependent on one another. I dropped all my friends for this boy. We told each other I love you. We crossed so many physical boundaries, and I didn't realize this at the time because all I had been told was, hey, don't have sex. Like, that's what I was told because I wasn't growing up in the church atmosphere, and that's the advice my parents had to offer me. And so on the outside, the relationship with this guy was celebrated. But every part of our relationship was actually held in isolation, and it did not go well for me. I look back now, and I would have loved someone to ask me about our purity, our emotional boundaries, and really anything about our relationship. But I didn't. And so you have the opportunity now. Don't take for granted your small group, the leaders in your group, the hard questions that they're asking that maybe you're looking at and you don't want to answer, questions that you're not excited about that seem hard, but I promise they're a true blessing. I look back and I wish I would have had those things being offered to me. So I broke up with that boy about a week before I left for college, but I felt so much guilt and hurt from our sexual sin. As a freshman in college, a girl in my sorority shared the gospel with me. I knew all the answers, and I knew that I was a 10 when she asked me that same 1 to 10 question. But she was actually offering me now an opportunity to learn how to read my Bible, to live in community, to share my faith, and to be discipled. And right when she asked me if I wanted in, I said yes. I had been waiting since junior high for this opportunity, and it had finally come. As I started learning all of these things and growing in my relationship with the Lord, and even now as I continue to know God more, I'm consistently reminded of my need for Him. I need Him and His Word to help me fight my sins, my sin of codependency, control, fear, pride, and many more. I need to continue to learn and grow in a community of believers and constantly be reminded of His truth. I need to stay connected to the vine. Which reminds me of what Jesus said in John 15:5. He says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So don't wait until you have the opportunity to learn about Jesus later, but you have the opportunity to learn about him now, and he brings life. You have people in your life who want to teach you how to follow him and worship God every day. You have people who want to show you by their example how to live the life that God offers. And that life is so much sweeter than anything this world has to offer. Take advantage of that now and begin to live a life of worship while you're in high school. I did not have that chance, but you do. Thank you.